WCF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow the immediate deployment of National Guard troops to Illinois, arguing they're needed to protect immigration agents. A lower court blocked the move. CBS News Chicago legal analyst Irv Miller.
The federal government is asking that there be an administrative stay. In other words, just make a decision without hearing from the other side. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll give the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago time to respond.
Former New York Congressman George Santos was released from prison last night, hours after President Trump commuted his sentence for fraud. CBS's Willie James Inman says Trump posted on social media Santos was horribly mistreated.
In this post, the president specifically says he was a somewhat rogue person, but that there were other rogues throughout the country. Clearly, the president wanted to put that message out there that while Santos might not have been the best individual, but that he somehow deserves a second chance.
Santos served 3 months of a 7-year sentence. The Dodgers swept their way into the World Series last night thanks to an historic performance by Shohei Ohtani.
Oh my goodness! Shohei Ohtani! Wow! Up and over the roof!
Ohtani hit 3 homers and pitched 6 scoreless innings as the Dodgers beat the Brewers 5-1 and swept the National League Championship Series. In a meeting at the White House, President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky discussed the possibility of the U.S. giving Ukraine long-range Tomahawk missiles.
I'm the mediator, President. Hopefully we'll be able to get the war over with without thinking about Tomahawks. I think we're fairly close to that.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem tells us Hamas has turned over the remains of another Israeli hostage.
Israel has identified the body of the returned hostage as that of Eliyahu Margalit. He was 76 years old when he was kidnapped by Hamas from his kibbutz on October 7th, 2023.
The remains of at least 20 hostages are still unaccounted for. Some Alaskans who evacuated from their flooded villages this week have been separated from their pets. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
A nonprofit in rural Alaska is working to rescue dogs from Kipnuk, a village hit hard by remnants of a typhoon last weekend. The closest pet shelters are 90 miles away in Bethel, which is serving as a flood relief hub, and a few rescued puppies pop their heads out of a bin upon arrival.
All right, you made it.
Organizers with Bethel Friends of Canines began chartering flights when they learned that up to 100 dogs might be left behind as people were evacuated.
1,500 people were airlifted to shelters. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 93.5 The Tap.
The Brewers' season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers were once again dominated by the Dodgers in Los Angeles. The Dodgers winning 5-1 to complete a 4-game sweep of Milwaukee. The Brewers going from the best record in baseball to runners-up in the postseason again. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've talked about being an inch from the top and an inch from the bottom. And we faced a really, really talented team that played really, really good.
The Dodgers starting pitcher, Shohei Ohtani, named the series MVP after pitching 6 scoreless innings, striking out 10 batters, and hitting 3 home runs in the game, one that left the ballpark.
There's a reason why he's the greatest player on the planet. You know, what he did on the mound, what he did at the bat, he created a lot of memories for a lot of people. And so for us to do it in a game-clinching game at home, wins the NLCS MVP, pretty special, and I'm just happy to be able to go along for the ride.
That's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a mostly sunny day, highs in the upper 60s. Showers tonight, a low around 42, and sunshine for Sunday with a high near 57, a little on the breezy side. For Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 39, Monday showers and a high around 61.
It's 48 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, author Laura Berg will tell us about not one, but 2 upcoming book festivals around Wisconsin, what they're about, and why you might like to check one out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Days 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of nightlife.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for Act Two of Nightlight on this glorious Friday night here in the state of Wisconsin. Such a gorgeous night in our beautiful state. It is a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35, and she has got outstanding music tonight, and she never ceases to amaze me. So you're going to find out some about some really great local stuff. If you can stick around for Bar Band Friday night. We talked about our least, well, not least favorite bands, but overrated bands. That's our question of the night. What is a rock band or a musician that is really overrated, in your opinion? I said Hall & Oates. I kind of said Bon Jovi, too, but I pick on Bon Jovi a lot. Not that they care, because they're Bon Jovi. But I said Hall & Oates, and Conrad said Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I keep forgetting. She broke my heart. You know, I'm trying to put that behind me.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about
one
that.
One of my exes, you know. And, but a couple people, Chris Moreau, Civic Media's own Chris Moreau said U2. I think they're underrated, if anything, but that's why this is such a great discussion. So let us know who you think is overrated when it comes to rock bands or musicians, folks. Conrad and I also talked. I talked about earlier when a guy passed me today on the right and then kind of juked around me and then passed the car in front of me on the left to make a left turn onto Main Street here in Green Bay. It was horribly dangerous. The guy was probably in his 70s with no shirt and moobs, but he was in a hurry. And Conrad and I discussed where we thought that guy could be going. A guy in his 70s with no shirt. Where are you in a hurry to?
The grocery store.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that should have been our question of the night. Who knows? right now, it is my pleasure to bring back onto the show my guest who helped us close out the first hour. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend here on Civic Media and does a great job as the news bureau chief here in Northeast Wisconsin as well. And she's a good pal, Lisa Hale. Welcome
howdy,
back.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Thank
so,
you.
All right, you said you had, it's October. And
right.
I think I would love to find out what you thought. You saw two scary movies. You've been watching them leading up to Halloween. What can you recommend to listeners?
Ooh, if you want me to recommend, I don't like scary movies like, say, the Friday the 13th and the Saws and all that anymore.
I hate the Saws, yeah.
Oh, I really despise the Saws. Don't get me started. But because, you know, I've outgrown that. When I was younger, oh yeah, a slasher film was great. But now I've outgrown that. I want more substance to my scary films. So recent, I go back, you know, there's classic scary films that I like. The Others is one of the best ghost stories
really?
Ever put on film, if you ask me. Tell me you've seen The Others.
I have not. I haven't seen... a high amount of scary films, because like slasher film. I don't mind being scared, but I don't need to see the special effects.
I can't tell you anything more about the others. I can't say another word other than Nicole Kidman is in it. You must watch. No, but she's good. And you must. Christopher Eccleston's in it, too. Mm. You must watch the others. Find it somewhere. It is a ghost story to beat all. I love it so much.
Now, see, from 2001, an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's kind of before Nicole Kidman turned really strange, in my opinion. So I will definitely check that out. I like that. I love a good ghost story.
It is. It's a good ghost story. Another one that I really enjoyed that is a more recent film was Black Phone. I really thought that was very, very well written. And then if you want to go classic, kind of not even classic, but taking a classic monster per se, and we're going to talk about vampires. If you're going to watch any one vampire film, make it Sinners.
Oh, love Sinners.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Actually, that was my favorite movie of the year until I saw One Battle After Another. And now I would say they're still neck and neck, but Sinners is a masterpiece.
It really is.
On
it
all
really
cylinders.
Is.
Yeah, it's great. Those are both great recommendations, Lise. Hey, do you mind if we give you a quick scary movie quiz?
You can. I don't know that I'll do so good, but I'll try.
You're gonna be okay. I think you'll do just fine. Okay. All right. Lisa Hale is here, folks. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can hear it on WGW, or if you're listening on WISS, or you can go to civicmedia.us, and all the podcasts are cataloged from past shows. It's a great show. She has agreed to take the Nightlight Classic Halloween Movie Quiz compiled by the Kid Conrad. You already looked depressed, Conrad. The Brewers haven't even started yet. What is going on over there? You just look like this hangdog expression.
It's just the thought of the Brewers.
Oh, poor Con.
Are you a Brewer fan, Lise?
It's sports.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that has a ball, and I know that, you know, people throw it or do something with it. That's about the extent of my sports.
I'm familiar with sports.
That's a good analogy of sports.
Thanks for breaking that down like only a journalist could.
That's me, honey.
All right, here we go. Our classic Halloween movie quiz taken by Lisa Hale. Number one, and these are multiple guesses. So,
okay.
And I will say, when I looked this over, the first question was the hardest, so don't panic.
Okay.
In Hocus Pocus from 1993, what are the names of the three witch sisters? Is it A, Pete, Peter, and Patricia? B, Winifred, Sarah, and Mary? C, Sabrina, Elvira, and Morticia? Or D, Con, Connie, or Cortado?
It's Winifred, Sarah, and Mary. Definitely.
Very well done. Very well done. You're going to sail through the rest of this now.
Okay.
All right. Number two. What kind of creature is Michael Myers in Halloween from 1978? A, a vampire. B, a teen wolf. C, a human serial killer. Or D, a ghost?
That one's so hard. A human serial killer?
Yes. Very well done. Now, I almost might have said ghost there because isn't he kind of dead? Or
kind of, yeah.
Yeah. That's all right.
He could be considered a zombie, too, because he's kind of not
true.
Living.
Well, that's kind of why I was thinking, like, we probably would have given you ghost as well.
Yeah.
Number three, in Beetlejuice from 1988, what must you say three times to summon him? A, goosebumps. B, yummy. C, Beetlejuice. Or D, it's dark outside.
You have to say beetle breakfast, beetle orange, beetle juice, beetle
perfect.
Juice, beetle juice.
Well done. You are crushing this, Lise. You're 3 for 3. Number four, who is the friendly ghost in a 1995 Halloween-themed family movie? Is it A, Danny Phantom? Love his work. B, Ghosty. C, Schwabs, or D, Casper?
It's D, Casper. Oh, my gosh. I was so scared that you were going to be tough on me, and these are easy.
I feel like maybe we should have been, but you're doing well.
No,
all right.
No.
Number five, what kind of monster is the main character in Frankenstein from 1931? A, a vampire. B, a stitched-together human creation. D, a mummy. C, a mummy. Or D, Mark Wahlberg.
That okay, who came up with the A, B, C, and D? Was that Con or was
yeah,
that
that's
you?
Con. Yeah.
Putting Mark Wahlberg in there was classic.
Oh, he knows how to push my buttons.
Let's see. I would say that Frankenstein himself was none of the above.
Oh, well, he did say what kind of monster is the main character in Frankenstein.
Okay, well, so, then I'll give him that. It's a stitch to that of human.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you're cruising, my friend. 5 for 5. All right, number 6. What Halloween movie, only 94 more to go, Lise. What Halloween movie features the quote, "It's just a bunch of hocus pocus"? Is it A, The Nightmare Before Christmas, B, Hocus Pocus, C, The Addams Family, or D, Jumanji?
It's Hocus Pocus.
6 for 6. Conrad, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Number 7. In The Nightmare Before Christmas in 1993, what is Jack Skellington's nickname? Is it A, Gross-Looking Thingy, B, The Skeleton King, D, The Pumpkin King, or D, The Ghost Host?
I don't know this one. I think it's The Skeleton King, I think. But it could be The Pumpkin King. I think it's Skeleton King, though.
I was trying to cheat for you, but I'm sorry. That is not correct. It's the Pumpkin King. Yeah. You had it with King. You were very close. Oh. All right. 3 more. Here we go.
Okay.
What classic movie features a vampire named Count Dracula? Oh, God. Seriously, Conrad?
Conrad.
Is it A, The Invisible Man, B, Dracula, C, The Mummy, D, The Godfather of Green Bay?
It's Dracula. But Conrad, you are terrible putting the Godfather of Green Bay in there.
He's averaging one per every other here. Like, he takes a funny. You could have put Schwab's for that one, too.
Yeah,
all right.
This is true.
Number 9. What type of creature is featured in the movie Gremlins from 1984? Is it A, zombies, B, goblins, C, mischievous little monsters, or D, tourists?
Well, it's C, mischievous little monsters, and aren't they called Mogwai?
Ooh. the bottom line don't is you got the answer right, Lise.
You got it right.
I forgot about Mogwai. All right, 10th and final question. Which of these is a Tim Burton movie? A, Coraline, B, Monster House, C, Paranorman, or D, Beetlejuice?
That's not fair.
Why?
I think it's Coraline, but all of them, I think, had Danny Elfman music in it. So it's like...
Well, the question is, which of these is a Tim Burton movie?
Right. And, you know, Tim Burton uses Danny Elfman all the time. So that's how I connect things. I think it's Coraline, though. I think.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry, it is Beetlejuice.
Oh, man.
Oh, I thought you'd get that one.
Well, yeah, I thought.
Lisa, you are awesome, and you are so much fun. Thank you for being on this show. Keep up the great work with New Wisco Weekend. It's such a great show, and I'm thrilled and honored to be a part of it. And let's do this again soon.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. Have a great night. Don't watch too many scary movies. You'll be up all night.
No, nothing keeps me awake. Are you kidding? I'm a journalist. We sleep through anything.
I believe that. All right. Have a great night. Thank you, Lisa Hale.
Bye.
Check out New Wisco Weekend, folks, and check out her newscast. She is so good at, you know, I'm always kind of fascinated by people who are good at news and they're good at something else too, like hosting a show. Because have you ever done NewsCon? You ever broke a story?
No.
See, I could never keep my cool. I was always like, oh, my God, listen to this. And that's not how a journalist should do things.
That's a way to grab attention, though.
Yeah. Who's this moron? Let's go to some text. We're kind of behind on our text. Our question tonight is, what is your name a band? Why won't my computer work? What rock band or musician is really overrated? I forgot I put really in there. From the 920, wait, where am I? I'm sorry. From the 608, John Murray says, hanging with his... Is that not for us, Con?
That is for what that guy is doing, speeding past you. Where is he going? He's hanging with the side piece at the park.
Boy, she must be a catch, based on his wardrobe. That's great. And I did tell people to text in about that. I missed that somehow. All right. And John says, go man, go. All right. We will finish. We will read more of your texts coming up next. Almost a whole block for yep. texts. That's what we do here at Nightlight. And Terry Barr coming up at 7:35 for Barr Band Friday night. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming back. This is a very short break. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
The Tap.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Matt Nair on air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt Nair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt Nair on air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number 2 with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. It's a fun Friday, Con. You got to admit.
I agree.
I know you're trying to preemptively be depressed about the Brewers. I get it. It's
I thought about this. It's already happened. The game 2 and game 3 kind of is just like, all right, nothing else can hurt me now.
Here's what I will say. Has anyone ever been down 3-0 in baseball
yes.
and come back? Okay.
The Red Sox.
Yes.
David Ortiz was on the team. I forget what year it was.
That was incredible.
Netflix actually just dropped a documentary on that team, which is, I might watch that. Sounds
maybe
cool.
Like 03, 01, something like that.
Was David Ortiz
Yeah. Big Pappy, right?
Yeah, Big Pappy.
I thought it was in the early 2000s. But but listen, all I'm going to say is if the Brewers are able to somehow come back... How euchre like
yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's
people would lose their minds like and say this is, some kind of euchre intervention, right?
Well, it all starts with one game at a time. You
one
know?
Game.
They just gotta win today.
Get a little
see
bit
tomorrow.
Of momentum. Absolutely. Our question of the night, folks, is you still have time to get in on this if you want, is what rock band or musician is really overrated? And in the 608 we've got Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. The most overrated rock band is Kiss. That's number 2 for Kiss tonight. The most overrated performer is Kanye West. This afternoon, I saw No Packers, No Life, a great movie. I'm so excited to see that. Was Todd Alba out there today?
Yeah, he might have been.
I think he did like a remote. But one of the songs that Terry is bringing us tonight for Bar Band Friday Night in just a few minutes is from that movie, and it's really good. Great text, Anna. Thank you. John from the 608 says, Zamfir is so overrated. Pan flute. Come on. That's a great text, John, but maybe he's underrated as pan flutes go. I just don't know enough about the pan flute, but great text. Angie from Monroe in the 608 says, hey now, it's more like alcohol than someone with the marijuana. Oh, I can't remember what you're talking about.
Still the where he's going?
The guy with no shirt and the moobs? Maybe. Thanks, Angie. John Murray, also in the 608, says, Hole was talentless. Oh, that's Kurt Cobain's Courtney Love's band. Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan either, John. Angie from Monroe says, Kid Rock, totally agree.
Yeah, you don't like him, do you?
I don't like him. Write your own song. Stop sampling.
And you didn't like
his... put a shirt on.
You didn't like his hair or something like that?
I don't like much about him. But you know what? I did like a couple of his tunes. Again, the one he did with Sheryl Crow, kind of a nice ballad. I liked it. But it's something, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm not a huge fan of his music. And maybe he's great. Look, this is my opinion. I don't know much about music. Bridget from the 818 says, Beyonce. That's as controversial as Kid Rock. No? She dresses better, though.
I would say.
John from Madison again in the 608. Britney, commercial only, can't sing live. There's a lot of people like that.
Britney Spears?
Britney Spears, yeah. And I think Madonna was like that, too. Madonna, like, they had tracks of her singing, and they played them and released them, and apparently it was awful. Tony the Trucker in the 608 says, Pete, don't understand the Village People's music. However, I do get the diverse costumes. Yeah, I'm with you there, Tony. They had a couple cool tunes, though. How much money have they made off YMCA? It's at every wedding. Not that you have to pay a residual for that, but Macho Man in the Navy? Come on, the hits just keep on coming, Tony. Steady Eddie says, Pete, Taylor Swift is way overrated. Her net wealth is $1.6 billion. Are you kidding me? She is pretty. A cultural phenomenon and a great businesswoman, but to me, she is a mediocre music maker.
Totally agree, Steady Eddie.
You guys are kindred spirits, Conrad. Hall & Oates, overrated? Yes, but the song Sarah Smile is beautiful. Yeah, I like Sarah Smile. That's a good one. And She's Gone. He says, I picked the Beatles over the Stones. I think they were more creative and willing to experiment and grow and knew when to call it quits. The Stones are still doing their same old hits 60 years later. Why? I'll tell you why, Steady Eddie. Cha-ching.
Yeah, the only reason for them to keep doing it.
I mean, and what else are they going to do? Like, if Mick Jagger isn't up on stage dancing around, what is he going to do? Like, I think that's a job I would never retire from. The Rush has got to be amazing. I'm sure they get sick of the songs, but maybe they've got such a huge song catalog, they probably, you know, mix it up sometimes. But thank you, Steady Eddie, as usual. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, Hootie and the Blowfish, all their music sounded the same. That's interesting, Monica. When you said that, I was like, Hootie and the Blowfish, okay, I liked a couple of their songs, but I'm with you that they all sounded the same. And as a result, they didn't last that long.
Quick question. Which one of the Friends characters kissed one of the Blowfishes?
Monica.
It was, yeah.
It was Monica, right? Yeah. And it was a Blowfish, though. It wasn't Hootie. Hootie had already broken off and gone on his own. Darius Rucker's like got his own career and everything. I just want to say this. This drives me crazy. I write these Hollywood beats and I comb all the trade papers and all the gossip stuff looking for fun stories that I can, you know, write up, make a joke about, or just be informative because I break all the big stories like Lisa Hale. And this drove me crazy. The New York Post is the worst. The fall of an icon, Diane Keaton's cause of death revealed after shocking passing at age 79. Then you read the article and it's like, well, she died of pneumonia. She wasn't young. And she battled skin cancer. It's such a misleading headline.
Well, it's, you know, they do it to get the clicks.
Of course they do. But sometimes they don't. Like, it's not like everything they post is like that. So in this, I was like, oh, my God, what was she into? Like, I was expecting heroin or meth or something. And it's like, oh, She's died of pneumonia, like many people who are 80 years old. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to get you too excited, but in just a few minutes, our pal Terry Barr will be here. It's a Barr Band Friday night, and we are coming right back. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to allow the deployment of National Guard troops to Illinois. CBS News Chicago legal analyst Irv Miller expects the court to rule quickly.
I think they'll give the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago time to respond.
Former Long Island Congressman George Santos is a free man after President Trump commuted his sentence for fraud. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Clearly, the president wanted to put that message out there that while Santos might not have been the best individual, that he somehow deserves a second chance.
Santos served fewer than 3 months of his 87-month sentence. The Dodgers advanced to the World Series thanks to Shohei Ohtani's record night.
Oh, my goodness!
Ohtani hit three homers and pitched six scoreless innings as the Dodgers swept the Brewers in the National League Championship Series. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
The Brewers' season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers were once again dominated by the Dodgers in Los Angeles. The Dodgers winning 5-1 to complete a four-game sweep of Milwaukee. The Brewers going from the best record in baseball to runners-up in the postseason again. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've talked about being an inch from the top and an inch from the bottom. And we faced a really, really talented team that played really, really good.
The Dodgers starting pitcher, Shohei Ohtani, named the series MVP after pitching six scoreless innings, striking out 10 batters, and hitting three home runs in the game, one that left the ballpark.
There's a reason why he's the greatest player on the planet. You know, what he did on the mound, what he did at the bat, he created a lot of memories for a lot of people. And so for us to do it in a game-clinching game at home, wins the NLCS MVP, pretty special, and I'm just happy to be able to go along for the ride.
That's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a more efficient way to watch TV, this might be a deal for you. You can now bundle Apple TV with Peacock. Apple TV is already ad-free, but if you pair it with Peacock Premium Plus, which is Peacock's version of ad-free, it will cost you $19.99 a month. That's barely a savings from current prices, but if you go with the ad-supported Peacock, you can get both platforms for $14.99. Apple TV right now is currently $12.99, so that's not a bad deal, if you don't mind a few ads. It was pretty much a given Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, was going to break records. According to Variety, Showgirl sold 4 million units in its first week. The old record was 3.5 million units for a week, which was previously held by Adele, according to Billboard. Swift also set a record, now having the most number one solo albums, breaking a tie she held with Jay-Z and Drake. She trails only the Beatles, who hold the record for all artists with 19 number one albums. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a mostly sunny day, highs in the upper 60s. Showers tonight, a low around 42, and sunshine for Sunday with a high near 57, a little on the breezy side. For Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 39, Monday showers and a high around 61.
It's 48 at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm joined by my special guest, Tom Paulsiewicz. We dive into Donald Trump's plan to dispatch the IRS against his enemies and Magic Mike's refusal to seat the newest elected congresswoman. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to one of our favorite times of the week. It is 7:35 on a Friday night, and that can only mean one thing. Our pal and MaxSync radio co-host and our Wisconsin music expert, Terry Barr, joins us now over the stream, and she has outdone herself, folks. If you don't like the music she brought this week, I will give you your money back. It's free, Terry. It doesn't matter to me. How are you?
I'm good. How are you and Conrad doing? And how are all the listeners?
So far, so good. We have a great question tonight. And I kind of chose this because I knew you would be here. And the question is, what is a really overrated band or musician? And, you know, but it's kind of serendipitous. Like, it's a good question, but also Ace Frehley passed away. I know you're a huge Kiss fan, so I am sorry for your loss. I don't mean that facetiously. I know that we get connected to musicians and people that bring so much joy to our lives. So I am sorry about his passing. But do you have a band that you think is overrated? Someone who knows
music? I was listening earlier, and I heard someone say it was Kiss. A
couple people.
I would absolutely argue against that, but that's okay. I appreciate everybody's opinions. You know, I had to really think about this and kind of think outside the box, because when you listen to pop music, current pop music, I don't know, it all sounds the same. And how are they making it? And the people that are really so good are not. But I think what really gets me is all the K-pop music.
Okay.
Are they singing? Do they sing? Do they write their songs? I can't stand it.
Con, I'm going to change Terry's mind on that. I think when we go to the break, a little BTS. Let's fire that. Well, you haven't played that in a while either. So I think Conrad's with you. I give him all these songs. He plays like two of them. So he either hates my taste in music or he finds it.
That's a good indication, yes.
So I will agree with you, though. Like, Rock and Roll All Night, I Was Made for Loving You. Detroit Rock City, that was the first album I owned, was Destroyer. And I mean, Dr. Love's a little late. I'm not saying they don't have their, you know.
Oh, every band does, but sure. Who put out music in the way that they did and stood up and said, we are going to be famous. Yeah. You know, it's like they had that mantra in their head when they were kids and they made it happen.
Right.
It's incredible.
Here's another here's another one I like of theirs. I just had it here. Where God of Thunder? No. King of the Nighttime World.
Oh, that's
what a
fun
great
one.
Song, right?
Yeah.
So sorry.
If you listen to Ace Frehley's solo album, though, obviously it was the bestseller of the time.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
Those songs back to back to back still stand up today. Of course, New York Groove is still played all the time.
Huh.
And the very first song on that album is actually my favorite. It's called Rip It Out. And he's talking about some girl that took his heart and ripped it out of his chest and how that felt. Wow. And I just love it. It's such a jam, too.
Oh, that's great. Yes. I was just reading about him yesterday and how his solo album was considered critically, too, the best of all of their solo albums because they all did one. So,
yes.
Anyway, I knew we were going to have some Kiss talk with you, and I was happy
Thank
about
you.
That.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. Conrad's most overrated was Taylor Swift. Mine was Hall & Oates.
Okay.
Slightly controversial. I don't know. Let's jump into some music here tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
I like both of these songs. One of them blew me away. I love it, and it's part of a movie. Should we start with that one, or should we start with, Dylan Chambers, or... Driftless.
It's your show, Pete. You,
I know,
you
but
tell me which.
Yeah, but
what are you feeling? What are you feeling?
Let's go with Dylan Chambers first, then. Let's do an opening. I feel like Driftless Pony Club is kind of a showstopper, so let's let that headline. But Dylan Chambers, a great tune. I really like what you had to say about this in the connection to Wisconsin, too.
It's incredible. Sam Lyons is the connection to Wisconsin. Born and raised in Madison, he only moved to LA a year ago, and only because he wanted to see what would happen. He felt young enough. He didn't have any ties. So off he goes. He writes his whole new album out there. It is now up for a Grammy.
What?
So something is inspiring him. He made it through the first round of voting for Grammys. So again, his name is Sam Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S. He comes back and plays around Wisconsin every couple of months. So he hasn't left Wisconsin totally behind. But why we're listening to this song tonight, it reminds me of so many people that go to Nashville to write songs for other people.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with Sam. He met this guy, and the guy liked what Sam was already doing. He said, "Would you write a song that I could do?" But I think they became such good friends through the process that Sam is on the song. He's playing guitar. He's doing background vocals. And then he's the songwriter as well. I just love that.
Wow. So how old is he?
Sam is still, I think, only in his 20s.
That's impressive. So this is
and
Dylan.
I guess if you're going to do it then, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You've done it, so you know.
I have, but like to I've never been nominated for a Grammy because I can't sing.
I
but he, it's impressive that these, I'm amazed when I hear lyrics like this from someone so young. That's really what I find kind of fascinating. Should we, should we play the song?
Sure.
This just dropped last night, right?
It did. It's brand new off of Dylan Chambers' brand new album. And this is one of the first songs that was released last night.
I love it. This is Whatever Happens, compliments of Terry Barr through Sam Lyons and Dylan Chambers.
Searching for a long, long time to find someone like you. I must have done something right, 'cause you made my dream come true. I give up thinking it would happen, surrender to those lonely nights. And you appear, now I have no fear that it's gonna be alright. Whatever happens, baby.
great tune. Love it.
Pete, I think we need to keep these names, Dylan Chambers and Sam Lyons, in front of us. This sounds like a hit to me.
Absolutely. And if he's already Grammy nominated, that's
I know.
That's incredible. We have to keep, like, has he been on Max Inc.?
Yes, a long time ago. Okay. Yes. Right. It was even, it was before he moved to LA. But I need to actually get a hold of him and ask him next time he's in town to come back on with us. He's the nicest guy. He's so terrific.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
And you love seeing a nice, like you said, if you know him a little bit, he's a good guy. You just cheer for their success even more. That's so great. And a great
team. And I like to bring these different things to you when I can, just to show, you know, you can make it here, but sometimes when you go somewhere else, it's fun to see what happens to people too.
Oh, definitely. And check out, folks, go to YouTube and type in Dylan Chambers, Whatever Happens, because the I don't know if that's album artwork or whatever, but it's pretty cool.
Is.
The guy opening the door and there's like a big rainbow and a wheat field. It's just really cool. Love the album work. All right. So tell us about this song I thought was great. And I love the connection to the movie No Packers, No Life. Tell us about the Driftless Pony Club. What a cool name that is.
Isn't that the best name? It. The minute I heard the name, I said to myself, I got to find out who these guys are. They formed at UW-Madison in 1999. They are now based out of Chicago. They haven't been touring because a couple of the members, in particular, the lead singer who also writes a lot of the songs, his name is Craig Benzine. He is the director of the film that just came out. It was released publicly today, called No Packers, No Life.
All right, time out.
Yeah.
Craig Benzine is great. He's been
you
on the show.
Craig?
He's been on the show a couple times. I interviewed him on PBS Wisconsin for the film festival episode of the TV show I host. He's incredibly talented. He's Wheezy Waiter. He's got like over 1 million followers on YouTube.
Yes!
So he's an influencer. He made this movie. Are you telling me he's in this band too?
Yeah, he's been in this band since 99. And he is one of the guys that wrote this song that we're going to listen to.
You gotta be kidding me. That's amazing.
No. As you know then, director of No Packers, No Life.
Yeah.
Crazy cool look at this Japanese cheer club that turns out loves the Green Bay Packers. So as part of this film, they bring them to Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy cool.
And
so they wrote this song for the movie.
You probably, maybe you already know this. Sean Hannish, who made the film Just a Bit Outside with Kelly Call, they've been on the show too. And Sean's been on several times. And last he was on, I got an email from a publicist saying, you got to have Sean on to talk about No Packers, No Life. I'm like, what? So he's distributing it on behalf, you know, for Craig. And so, so much talent tied to this film. And this song is great. Is this song in the movie?
It is in the movie, written for the movie. And as you know, Craig's ties are all back to Wisconsin again.
Yeah.
He made it as far as Chicago. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, he's staying pretty close. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I've heard some interviews with him recently as the movie was coming out where he just loves Wisconsin sports so much that he was thrilled to be part of this.
Yeah, he does. He's a really fun guest to have. If you could ever have him on Max Inc. Radio too.
I love the idea, Pete. Thank
you. He's terrific. So, all right, we are going to do a very short break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we are going to play the song Man of Action. And this will knock your socks off, folks. You don't want to miss this song out of the movie No Packers, No Life. A great tune. We're coming right back. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network with Terry Barr.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trick me. She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. We are in the home stretch on this Friday night edition of Nightlight, a beautiful, positively beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great night and glad you're with me tonight. We've had a lot of fun here and still more to come with our guest and my co-host here for Bar Band Friday Night, the lovely and talented and crazy music fan, Terry Barr. So
I love when I can surprise you with something, too.
This is so great. I had no idea. We were saying before the break that Craig Benzine is also part of this Driftless Pony Club, and I didn't know that. I knew the guy was multi-talented and a heck of a good guy, but this will be fun. All right, so yeah. This is the song Man of Action by the Driftless Pony Club, and you can see it if you check out the movie No Packers, yes. No Life, a really great movie. It's in theaters right now.
It is all around the state, yeah. At Marcus Theaters.
Outstanding. So let's hear Craig's latest creation in addition to his movie. And he's got some great people around him, I'm sure, in the band as well. This is the Driftless Pony Club, Man of Action.
They say, why?
was so hard for me to stay in my chair. That is such a great song.
That is so fun. And can't you even hear that? At some point, the Packers actually play that at Lambeau Field.
They should.
It's got that great riff.
That's a great song. Yeah. Wow. I'm even more excited to see. Even though he's been on the show a couple times and I interviewed him on PBS, I still haven't seen the whole movie. So I'm very excited. And we'll have to have Craig back on con and see how the release goes, because he's such a such a good guy.
That would be really fun.
And now he's like ridiculously talented. This is like he's an influencer, a filmmaker, and a musician. I don't even think I'm going to be able to perform sexually with my wife for the next 6 months.
Oh, gosh.
Conrad just buried his hand in it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's too much information.
There's people like that are just like,
I know.
I'm blown away by how talented they are. I've friends
he
that
sounded so surprised when I said his name in conjunction
with
this group that he's been part of since 99.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's such a great song. It makes me want to go check out the rest of it, because I love the band Driftless Pony Club too. That name is so great.
It's really good. Yeah. If you go to their YouTube, their videos are ridiculous. They do really funny behind the scenes at shows. How do you do a show? They're just, they're comedians, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get Craig back on the show. I'll try to get him on next week. Terry, so much fun. As always, thank you.
You guys too. Thank you.
I'm going to be cranked. This is my new workout song too.
Yeah. I love it.
So when I bench 40 pounds, I'll be, I might look ridiculous.
I've heard about this. Okay.
I might look ridiculous, but I'm going to be really pumped up.
Go for it. Go for it. We'll be playing this again tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio too.
Oh, I was just going to ask you who you have coming up. So is Craig
on
the show?
That will be a reveal since it's a reveal in Madison, since you already got the reveal across the state. Yeah.
So, thank you and sorry.
We have a great author on tomorrow night, though. Also, Susan Massino wrote about AC/DC and Van Halen. She's a local author.
Oh.
She toured with them and has books out. So I'm looking forward to talking with her.
Very cool. All right. Check out Max Inc. Radio, folks, on go to civicmedia.us if you don't live in Madison. Otherwise, 92.7 WMDX tomorrow night from 6 to 9. Such a great show, an award-winning show, and co-hosted by the award-winning Terry Barr. Hey, good luck to your Brewers, and thank you so much, as always, Terry. We will we'll talk soon.
Happy weekend, everyone.
See you later. That's Terry Barr, folks. Check out Max Inc. Radio. Thank you to Lisa Hale, so much fun, and Terry Barr, and to all your texts and calls. It was a lot of fun tonight here on Nightlight, a good Friday edition. Con, anything else?
Brewers are losing already.
Oh, come on, dude. Your quiz was so great. That was so much fun. You cannot let the Brewers get you down. You cannot take this negative energy into the tournament, man. That's right out of Big Lebowski. All right. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwab. I say good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
Michael Wallace, President Trump says he had a good meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. He says Ukraine and Russia should both declare victory and let history decide.
They should stop the war immediately. You go by the battle line, wherever it is, and both sides should go home, go to their families, stop the killing, and that should be it.
Trump says he and Zelensky discussed whether the U.S. should give Ukraine long-range Tomahawk missiles.
Hopefully we'll be able to get the war over with without thinking about Tomahawks.
Trump plans to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Budapest in a few weeks. Former New York Congressman George Santos was released from a New Jersey prison late last night after President Trump commuted the Republican sentence for fraud. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Santos served less than 3 months of a 7-year sentence. He'd been found guilty of 2 felony counts stemming from his 2022 campaign, wire fraud, and a